million views as we go 20 minutes before 11 o'clock.
This is Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Show.
It certainly is Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Show, and today we're speaking about Stop Digital Violence as RCS calls for action as online abuse against women escalates. Now, as the world has marked the global 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, RCS is leading a leading financial services provider is issuing an urgent call to action against the fastest growing form of abuse, digital violence against women and girls, aligning with the 2025 theme, Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls. Here to put a spotlight on this conversation is legal and compliance executive at RCS, Tally Anderson, on the line. Tally, welcome to Good Up FM. So wonderful to be able to chat to you today.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you for the opportunity to chat to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Now, Tally, for anyone who has not heard of the term digital violence, what exactly is it?
Digital violence is any abuse or harmful intent or action that comes from online, phones, any form of technology. And the problem is that it's growing because of the prevalence of the tools that are out there. AI, deepfakes, as those things are growing, people, unfortunately, are using them to exploit and harm people more than ever before.
Wow, that is very hectic. Now, with a survey showing that 53% of South African women experienced gender-based violence in the past year, what does that tell us about the urgency of addressing online abuse?
It's telling us that, unfortunately, most people are affected in some form. And the problem is that people really only think about physical violence. They don't think that the online is as harmful. They don't necessarily treat it in the same way. And this is where RCS is really trying to raise its globally, as the UN is now doing, is to say that online abuse really stays online. It comes across into the real world, either because, unfortunately, the violence sometimes actually connects. People are physically harmed after being targeted or harassed online, or just the mental health effect and consequence can really affect people's lives, their career, etc.
Exactly. And just adding to what you just said, how does online abuse translate into real life consequences such as stalking, intimidation, or even physical threats?
You know, I think it's something that people really underestimate because they feel, oh, it's just my photos. It's something that I'm putting out there for people to see. But people with the wrong intentions can either take all that metadata, there's so much data that's sitting behind those digital images or digital information, or they can just see where you are. People can see where you've been. They can find your location. They see where you work because people are very proud. They post those things. But even if you're using an app, for example, to show where your, you know, where you exercise, it tracks your rate, your runs or your cycle, et cetera, you're showing your community, you know, the consequences that people may know where you live because they can see your constant starting point. So it can translate from someone, you know, coming to somebody's attention, and so it can physically affect you, or just the stalking, it can affect your career where people have taken that information about you, contacted employers, et cetera. And so it's unfortunately the cost of that happens is very real.
And then in terms of practical steps, Tally, what practical steps can individuals, families, workplaces, and digital platforms take to make online spaces safer for women and girls?
You know, that's a great question, Leanne, because it's everybody's responsibility. So it's one of the things that we say we need to invest to prevent. It's a preventative tool. So all of you out there, consider, what are you posting? Are there things that you can turn off around your location services? Use strong passwords, look at your privacy settings, two-factor authentication. But also, and I say that as a parent, teach your children about consent. We talk about physical consent, but what about, you know, people posting photos of your children or your family without asking them, and they need to learn that they can say no. So that as an individual, people need to be empowered to own their online presence as well.
Absolutely.
And then as workplaces, we need to treat digital abuse just as harshly as we treat any other kind of abuse. Or harassment. We need to have policies to assist people. And then as the platforms themselves, the tech guys, they need to do better, to act quicker. It shouldn't be up to the victim to have to go and you know, prevent issues later on when something happens to them. The tech platforms also really need to come to the party on this.
Absolutely. And then there is, you know, some practical guidelines. I see that there are 5 steps to digital self-defense. Could you maybe just touch on those 5 steps just so that people are more aware? Because I feel like that's the reason why so much of these things can happen to us, especially, you know, from scamming to doxing, you know, the act of publicly providing personal identifiable information. What are those 5 steps that people need to be aware of when it comes to the online movements?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where you try and, you know, empower yourself. So look at your privacy settings, secure your accounts, see who can access them. See what photos are out there on platforms. If you see there's been a data breach of your password, change it to a stronger one. And then often there is opportunity to enable two-factor authentication. And it could be frustrating. It's another step when you want to, you know, go into an app. But do it, because otherwise it makes it easy for other people to access your account. Guard your location data. It's, you know, as I mentioned, unfortunately, people often post where they are or they link where they are, and that is just really making it very easy for other people to find out exactly where you've been or where your family members are. And then, you know, things happen, unfortunately. Gather evidence. Take screenshots. If you have another phone that you can use, use the other phone to film maybe some of the things that have happened, or, you know, take notes of what's there. That's great evidence to be able to report things, because we must report it. It is a crime like any other. And as the laws are strengthening and we call on legislators to do more, you know, we should also be reporting it. And lastly, I think it does come down to education. I think we need to make it very clear at home, in our workplaces, what people can do to keep themselves safe.
Oh, this is such an important conversation, you know, and we can touch on so many different parts of it, Tally. Like, the next time we talk, I want to talk about parents posting their children online and everything pertaining to their children. I also saw a girl on TikTok the other day that had booked a flight from Cairns to Singapore, and she literally showed her booking with the reference number, her name, her surname, and someone took that information and went and cancelled her flight based on the information she showed her audience. And of course, she lost all of that money. So I feel like we're putting so much of our personal lives online, and they are genuinely people who wake up in the morning and have the worst intentions out there. So we need to be. Tally, your last words of advice for our audience. And of course, I would love to have you on again, because I think that this is such an important conversation and one we need to have regularly.
No, thank you. And I mean, I'm always open to talk about this, because it is about empowering people. You are entitled to say no, to look after yourself. So please educate yourself. Now is the time. Look after yourself.
Absolutely. Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Tally, for joining us today. Like I said, very, very important conversation, and one that we need to have more often, because, the world's got to know. But we do appreciate your time. It's been a very, very insightful conversation.
Thank you, Leanne.
It is a pleasure. There we go. She's the legal and compliance executive at RCS, Tally Anderson. And today we were speaking about stopping digital violence as RCS calls for action as online abuse against women and girls escalate.
This is Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Show.